The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Computer, and I'll ask you to mute yourself if you aren't muted already. Okay, muted. Okay, great. Excellent. So, hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Hope you are well and have been practicing with ease and patience and kindness and forgiveness. And the theme for tonight, as I mentioned, is forgiveness. So we're going to continue our exploration of the eight pillars of joy, which you've been exploring now for a few weeks. And the eight pillars of joy, as I mentioned, the inspiration is this book called The Book of Joy by the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. And in that, they explore these eight pillars and the relationship of these eight pillars, both in Buddhism and in Christianity, too. So just lots of lovely teachings, a nice umbrella to bring up a lot of practices we're already familiar with and that we practice with: sense of perspective, acceptance, kindness, compassion, forgiveness. So having worked through the first four, the fifth one is forgiveness, which seems like a huge topic. So just to say, why would forgiveness be one of the eight pillars of joy? What does joy have to do with forgiveness? And I'm going to ask you to feel into that for yourself. Forgiveness somehow feels like this heavy thing, heavy lifting to do, whereas joy is bubbly and uplifting and makes us happy. So the connection is, of course, clear in that lack of forgiveness weighs us down, weighs our heart down. And when we are ruminating, when we keep obsessing and going over things that we haven't forgiven, either ourselves, we haven't forgiven ourselves, whether we still feel guilty or ashamed, or whether we have not forgiven others and we're still angry at them, and we're still, after however long it's been, we're still filled with anger and resentment and recrimination. All of this drains energy. All of this drains perfectly good moments to be happy. And all of this actually makes us unhappy. So forgiveness is letting go of hope of a better past. The past, we can't change it. It cannot be any different. So letting what cannot be changed, to let that go. And we primarily forgive. We forgive mainly, primarily forgive for our own sake. We don't forgive for anybody else's sake. If we choose to forgive, and it's a choice, we can choose not to forgive. And also sometimes we may not be ready to forgive. So if there is no readiness to forgive, then don't push it. You don't have to forgive. There is no should in this practice of forgiveness. There's absolutely no should. It's just the recognition that we forgive for freeing our own heart, not because the other people deserve it. They may or may not deserve it. And that's really not the measure here. Whether or not they've apologized, whether they even know the kind of harm they caused, none of that is relevant, which is a revolutionary thought. We only forgive for the freedom of our own heart, so that whatever hurt has happened, it doesn't continue to hurt us. It doesn't continue to take our joy. It doesn't take our happiness, our vitality, all these perfectly good future moments, moments in time. It doesn't take those away and make them heavy and inhabit us in the past. That was painful. So forgiveness is really a gift, is a gift of generosity, is a gift of joy, is a gift of openness, a gift of lightness that we really give to ourselves, to benefit ourselves. And again, it's important to repeat it, regardless of whether or not the other person deserves it. And we only practice gratitude little by little, forgiveness, when the heart is ready. We incline the mind towards forgiveness. We don't tell ourselves to do it. We incline the mind towards forgiveness. We incline. And if the heart isn't ready, if the heart is not ready, it's okay. We just encourage it. We sit with it. We don't push it. As much as we are able to forgive either others or us ourselves. So, yeah. So let's practice together. Let's get into our meditation posture. If you need to move, if you need to shift your posture. Landing in this body, landing in this moment, landing in this moment in time. Landing in the breath, inviting the body to be relaxed and soft and give up any tension, any holding there might be. Letting go, letting go of the tightness, the holding in the body. The tightness, the holding in the mind. And arriving fully in this moment. Arriving fully in this moment. Embracing. Embracing this moment just as it is. Letting go of the thoughts, the words. And just receiving the breath in the body. Just this breath. Just this moment. Letting there be softness, gentleness, warm-heartedness. If there are any tightness or holding in the body, can you offer forgiveness for any lack of perfection? There is no perfection. Offering forgiveness, kindness to this body, to this mind. Showing up, doing the best it can. Receiving each in-breath, relaxing at the out-breath, relaxing the whole body at the out-breath. Letting go. Letting go, letting go of any tension. Knowing that forgiveness is too a kind of a letting go. It's letting go. Of a contraction. Letting go of clinging to suffering and the past that cannot be changed. Offering kindness. And care. As each breath is received. And let go of. And if you wish, bringing to mind something, not the biggest issue in your life, not the most complicated one, please, but be number two or number three, something. Something about which you felt hurt, whether the person, the beings who hurt you intended it or not. There was some hurt. And bringing that ouch to mind. As the ouch comes to mind, to your heart, holding it with kindness, compassion. And if you need some space, some distance in order to hold yourself with kindness, maybe imagining holding yourself at the time at which, the age at which the hurt happened, as a loving, caring, compassionate being. Acknowledging, holding the hurt. With care and kindness. That was hard, darling. That was painful. That was challenging. And wondering to yourself, or if you have the image of this loving being holding you, be the loving being wanders with you, whether for the benefit of your own heart, whether it's okay to offer up to let go of the hope of a different past and let go of the resentment, ill will, to let go of the tightness in the heart and offer forgiveness as much as possible. It may not be completely possible or available, and that's okay. For as much as it is possible in this moment, I choose to let go. I choose to offer. Forgiveness. To you, the person who hurt me intentionally or unintentionally. Opening the fist of my heart. Relaxing the fist of my heart around this pain. As if it were a pebble. Dropping it in a pond, offering it up to the universe. Just as I was hurt, just as you hurt me, I have hurt others. We are not immune from hurting each other in this human life. As much as it's available in this moment to me, I choose to let go. To forgive you, to offer you forgiveness, freeing my own heart of the clinging, for it to have been another way, which wasn't. For the freedom of my own heart, I offer you forgiveness so that I can move on. So that my heart can be more free to contain joy. And now, for any part that I played, that I played in the hurt that was caused. And any part that I played in that relationship of causing the hurt to myself. I offer myself forgiveness as much as possible. Maybe I didn't speak up. Or whatever it is that I did. To have caused hurt and pain to myself. To err is to be human. I let go of any wish for the past, for my past actions to have been different. They weren't. I offer myself forgiveness as much as possible. I forgive myself so that I can put it down and move on as much as possible in this moment. As if it were a pebble, this tightness, this clinging. Dropping it in a pond. Letting go. Letting there be more lightness in the hand. Not a fist clinging to the hurt. I forgive myself as much as possible in this moment. And for the third part, any harm, any hurt that I might have caused you. In this interaction that we had. Even if I felt hurt primarily. I also ask you for forgiveness. I might have hurt you unknowingly or knowingly. Just as a token in our hearts, also asking for forgiveness. And finally, for all the causes and conditions, for everything that led to that hurt, all the causes and conditions, you, me, everything that had come before, my background, my experiences, my expectations, my upbringing, genes, all the causes and conditions, all the experiences and yours, all the ways all the habit patterns that you have. Just the way you are, you've been, all the experiences in your life, all the causes and conditions that brought us to that moment, all those causes and conditions. I offer forgiveness to all the causes and conditions, everything that led to that hurt in this moment as much as possible. For the release, for the ease of my heart. I offer forgiveness to everything that led. To that hurt, letting go as much as I can. Forgiving the imperfection of the world. There is no perfection. I forgive it. It is what it is. Letting go as much as possible in this moment. If there was any part of this practice that was more challenging than another, either offering forgiveness for the being who hurt you intentionally or unintentionally, offering yourself forgiveness, asking for forgiveness or forgiving all the causes and conditions, the four different parts. Landing in your body as you receive the breath, letting go of the out breath. Appreciating the sense of grace. In the universe. A sense of goodness, a sense of grace. A sense of mercy, benevolence, that's universal. It's so many beings who have come before us. And who live and walk this earth. Who serve as an inspiration, as an aspiration. Who embody forgiveness. And whether living beings who serve as an aspiration or archetypes, any that work for you, the Buddha, Jesus, etc., etc., or the being of light. All forgiving, filled with mercy, universally, and letting that serve as an aspiration, if it works for you, and if it doesn't, let that go. May our practice of forgiveness serve our hearts, our minds to be lighter, more free, more joyful, to be of service both to ourselves, to others, and all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So I will change the settings, and you're either welcome to unmute yourself to share any reflections, questions, or type it in chat if you wish. I'll share one reflection. Forgiveness, when it's available, it feels good. There's a sense of freedom, lightness in the heart. And I especially appreciate the fourth invitation, which is forgiving conditions, causes and conditions that have led. Because it's not one thing that leads. There's so many things, the interplay, to recognize that, to really take that world, take that bird's eye perspective on the causes and conditions that all come together to see if those could be offered some forgiveness. So any reflections, any questions, complaints? Yes, Vicky, I see your hand raised. Feel free to unmute, please.
I like what you said during the forgiveness of ourselves, that you mentioned something about that we may not have spoken up, and that related to a question I was having in my mind as I was trying to forgive this person, and I thought, well, yeah, I can forgive this person, but I don't want this person to keep doing that same type of thing to others, and I didn't speak up. So.
Yeah. Thank you for speaking up, Vicky, and bringing that up. That there's a significance there, because many times when the hurt is done, you know, if we don't speak up either during or afterwards, there's a part that somehow we're playing in it. So thank you for bringing that up and how significant that was for you. Yeah. Yeah. And also, I think related to that is the recognition. It's slightly different, though. I think it's important also to recognize that as people have hurt us through all the causes and conditions, that we too have hurt either them in that interaction or later, maybe by not talking to them or whatever it is. And we've also hurt others. So recognizing this sense of, oh, it's not just them. We're humans. We're all humans, seeing ourselves from the similar perspective of common humanity. Elizabeth offers beautiful meditation. Thank you. Could you name the four components again? Oh, yes. Yeah. So the four parts that we practice with tonight, the first is offering forgiveness to the other person, to the other being. And then after that, we did offering ourselves forgiveness. And then we did asking for forgiveness for the other person. And the fourth component is offering forgiveness to all the causes and conditions, everything that led to that, everything that's not perfect that led to that. Maybe that person woke up feeling angry that morning because somebody else had cut them off. You know, all the imperfect causes and conditions, I don't know. But just offering forgiveness for the world, for the imperfection in the world, is one way to relate to that. Yeah, so let's, Sheila, do you have a quick comment or question? I see you're unmuted.
Sometimes, you know, like when you mentioned that, forgive me for not saying something or the other, something like that, speaking up. And oftentimes there's a power imbalance and the person who's the victim cannot speak up. And sometimes you can be in a position like that for many years or forever where you are not in a position to speak up. Like, you know, people who are downtrodden and...
That's a very good point. Thank you for bringing that in, that it's not every situation there might be the possibility to speak up. There are some, and we may participate by not speaking up, and there are some situations that there is no place, it's not possible, because, as you mentioned, subjugation, oppression, power imbalance. So thank you for bringing that in to be acknowledged. Yeah, thank you. So I'd like to invite us, if we would please now turn to practicing in small groups. And the question that I have for us to discuss in this safe environment with others is, of the four steps, the four steps tonight, as you practiced, which of them really spoke to you, or which of them didn't speak to you? You can speak about what worked or what didn't, any of the four steps. Maybe choose one step and talk about. And this way, also learning from others about how they have approached. And maybe start by talking, maybe go one round, talk about what worked, what you could really relate to, if anything. And maybe a second round, if there is time, what was challenging. And that way, really learning from the wisdom of the community, what has worked. So I will create the rooms. So it'll be size of three. And if for whatever reason you cannot participate or don't wish to, it's perfectly fine, but I hope you stay and offer your wisdom. And so here we go. I'm opening all the rooms. Thank you all. Okay, welcome back, everyone. And we have a couple of minutes for any reflections, questions, or comments. And just one thing I wanted to quickly add is that the four of the components that I mentioned, they may not be relevant for every case. One might be relevant for a case or another one, but I just wanted to present them all so that you had them. You know, sometimes really we need to forgive ourselves for something that's just really challenging and we feel like we caused harm. So any quick reflections. Claire.
This is way off topic, but I had trouble logging in from your website.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. It's already discussed. It's going to be fixed. Yeah. Thank you. Any other reflections on the practice? Any reflections on the practice? Anything that worked for you or was particularly challenging? What did it feel like? Can you feel the combination, the relationship between?
I love the wisdom of my cohort.
Say more, Michael.
I really loved what, I don't want to disclose too much, but I just want to share that I love what she brought up. And it made me think that, you know, it was wise and that perhaps I should investigate what she was going to do with forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. It was just really, it was a heartwarming experience, and I had some mudita, and I think I had almost every Brahma Vihara.
You went through all four, kindness, compassion, mudita, vicarious joy.
Laughed about that you asking for forgiveness was not necessary because no other retreat meditation center has made it so easy to study. So deep bows to all the volunteers and the teachers and the Sangha members. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your reflections and really appreciate hearing how being in a small group was really inspiring for you, hearing from another practitioner together and what she was sharing from her experience inspired you. Ah, it's lovely. That's the beauty that arises from these small group practices. And I appreciate also your reflection on IMC's offering the volunteers and teachers. And I still ask for forgiveness for the screw up with the links, and I will fix that tonight. It'll be all done. So, yeah, I hope that this practice of forgiveness, again, we did a very brief version tonight, but this is such a deep and rich practice we can do for a lifetime. So if you have questions or if there's something specifically that would be helpful to maybe address again, maybe we do this again next week, if that's your wish. Actually, raise your hand if you like to do another session of, let's see, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, bunch of hands raised. Tell you what, next time we'll do one more session on forgiveness. We'll address it from slightly different angle. And yeah, I think you'll be rich. It's so rich. We can't ever have enough forgiveness. Yeah. Thank you, Drake, for your reflection. I think forgiveness, there are aspects of forgiveness that are Buddhist, but anyway, yes. Thank you for practicing, Drake, and everyone for joining and practicing tonight, this morning, for those of you joining from Asia. Deep bows for your practice, for yourself and supporting yourself and all others. So may we all be well and free. Okay. Take good care. You can unmute yourself and say goodbye if you like. It's kind of a nice ritual we have now.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, Nikki.
It was awesome. It's been very healing. Thank you, Nikki.
Good night. Love you, folks.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Great session.
Thanks, everyone. Bye. Good night.